Good evening, Riddhi.
Hi,
Welcome.
Ajit. Good evening.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much, really, for giving me the honor of coaching you today. And I'm sure that we will have a good discussion. I'm just thinking that let's just take a minute to gather our thoughts and tell me when you're ready, and we can probably start.
Thank you, Ajit. Good to go.
Great, 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 Vizzy. So, what would you like to discuss today?
So there's this thing or a problem that I've been battling with for very, very long. For the longest time, it was not even surfaced as a problem. I just thought it is the way of being, and it is normal being in a hustle bustle city, managing multiple things, being late anywhere by 5, 10, 15, sometimes 45 minutes is very, very, very normal. And that's how things kept moving, only to one day realize, once I pondered, that how can this be a problem every time, everywhere? So the problem that I'm saying I'm at hand is that I am late everywhere. It is about those 5, 10 minutes or something like that, but there's always a delay, which has now started bothering me. And I also feel it is not only the delay. I also understand that I would like to believe that I'm very time optimistic. So something that would take ideally 15 minutes, there should be buffers around it, and 20, 25 minutes. I feel it won't take even 15 minutes. I feel I can do it in 10 minutes. I will feel I will magically get a rake. I will not get traffic. I will. And you know what, Ajit, there are days when that happens. So when it happens, most of the times I feel it's not, it's just me being ambitious or over optimistic, and I feel that I can do things on time. And that is why I also think I want to do more. So, just before leaving, I will do maybe a thing or two more, whether it's at home or at work. And that kind of delays me everywhere. I also then feel it only became a problem when I realized, or I felt, that people will see me as somebody who's not very serious about her work, or is very casual about her work stroke meeting stroke relation, whatever that meeting is for. I don't want to come across as casual to people. I want people to take me seriously. And by the grace of God and by the nature of the work, people do take me seriously. So that's not so much of a problem. But I don't want them to make assumptions about me, which says that I'm casual or not concerned about my work with this trait of mine. And I don't know if trait is the right word, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, story of our many of our lives, I guess. But I can see the struggle. I hear a couple of things, Ruthie, in what you're saying. I hear that you are time optimistic, as you said, and I hear that you get ambitious in terms of the things that you can do, in terms of the time that you have on hand. And I also hear that you don't want to come across as being casual to others.
Right.
So it seems to me like you are reflecting on how to be taken seriously, would you say?
No, I don't think so. I said my problem is not that people don't take me seriously. by God's grace or by my actions or
Right.
whatever that is, there is something that's working for me where people do take me seriously and I can get work done in the first ask. I think it's got more to do with respecting time for yourself and others, which I think time and again I don't. And it's not because I don't respect time. See, there's one place where somebody is waiting down, and I will keep him waiting down, saying, "Ruka hai na, ja rahi hun, kar rahi hun." You know, that's a different attitude. I'm saying I don't carry that attitude. I'm sure I don't carry that attitude. However, if there's the same person who's going to pick me up for 10 days, 10 months, 10 years, obviously he, she will feel that I am taken for granted. So that's something over a period of time. But I say, even if there's somebody whom I'm meeting for the first time, I don't want to be late. I want to make that impact. I want, and I will now link this not only with meeting people or arriving at places late, but also when it comes to submission of certain things. Again, I think over a period of time, I have mastered that art and that gets taken care. But I think what I'm also realizing is maybe I keep things for the last minute, or so this is reminding me of my mom who would always tell me, "Homework Tuesday ko mila hai, Tuesday ko kar do. Why you want to do it on Monday evening?" But I think what I'm getting to realize is I get some adrenaline rush, and I think I do a better work when I am under pressure. I don't know. Or maybe I like the hustle. I don't know. It seems quite complex right now.
Yeah, but thank you, Vriti. That was a lot of reflection that you have done on, what you're working on. I did hear that, yes, you said that people take you seriously. That's part of your job. And I did hear that you would like to actually respect time for yourself and for others.
Right.
And why I hear that you work better under pressure, you like the hustle,
I
and
believe so.
and you want to make an impact as well. So what do you think from this should we be exploring today?
Ajit, I feel there is a very deep-seated reason to my late coming. I don't know what that is. But I would like to explore the various. So the idea is to understand why am I late, and once I understand the why, my understanding is I can better it and not be late.
So Rithi, what I hear is that you want to understand really why is it that you are late at things. And it seems you want to explore this aspect, which is deep-rooted, as you say.
Yeah, I would like to pin it down there.
Okay. So when you say that you want to understand this deep-rooted aspect, what does that mean for you?
So I think, Anshit, we did scratch the surface right now, and I didn't know this. It came to me only in this conversation that maybe I like to keep things to the fag end of doing it, or more than fag end of doing it, it's more about so to take an example, if there is I'll take today's example. If I have to create a coaching framework, I will do it 1 or 2 days before I have to submit it, because if I study a lot earlier and then I forget and then I get jumbled up and there's too much information, so I don't feel I'm working in a very crisp space. But if I do it only on Monday and Tuesday, which is my reading, my background work, my talking to people, everything is fresh in mind. I can connect the dots quickly and I can do it. But that would mean that I may not have done tons of research. So I'm constantly going to take two examples. One is of a submission and one is of physically arriving late, because there are two different spaces, is what I'm realizing in our conversation. So similarly, if I have to get to somewhere, I will, even if I want to start getting ready earlier, there is some time lapse I feel happens. Like if I have to step out at 8, I will start at 7, thinking 1 hour is good enough for me. It's usually 45 minutes, giving 1 hour. But something in between will happen. Daughter will ask for something, son would ask, or these are the derailers that I had not foreseen only. Are these obvious derailers? No, I don't feel they are obvious derailers. So at work it is more controlled because it is only me. It is I think my locus of control is very internal over there. I don't know, in this physical space of reaching to places at times, my locus of control cannot be, or it's not, it cannot be only internal. If it's internal, I have to start at 6:15, which does not make logically any sense for me. So yeah, that's the part that I'm struggling with.
Yeah, that's great with you. I heard a lot more of the reflections that you're having now on this. And I just want to go back with a couple of things that I heard and check with you. I think what stood out to me was something that you said, that you want to make the impact and respect time for yourself. And it seems that's what you want to explore in terms of the respecting time for yourself and others is important to you.
Yes, very important.
And if what's the impact you think of respecting time for yourself and others is likely to have for you now and into the future?
Sorry, if you can repeat the question,
Yeah.
what do you
So
mean?
I did hear your reflections on what you're thinking about the aspect of time, which is the important one that you work on. And I heard you say that you really want to respect time for yourself and for others, and thereby make an impact. So what I wanted to ask was, what makes it important now in terms of respecting time for yourself and others?
I mean, one, I think it's a non-negotiable. I don't know if I'm answering your question, Ajit, what makes it important is that one, if I respect my time, again, I think I will be able to do a lot more. I will have clarity of the schedules. I will be able to not rush in exam. Let's take today's exam. I knew I'm reaching at Oh, I knew I'm reaching at 7, but by the time I start my laptop, have a glass of water, do things, it will be 7:05. And have I didn't even count for that. So I know I am improving. I mean, earlier times by now, I would have been taking the call from an Uber saying that I will take another 20 minutes. I'm stuck in traffic. Shamelessly, I would not even feel bad about it. I feel the problem has started from the time I've realized that it's an inborn problem, and I've started feeling bad about it. Because till the time I didn't feel bad about it, I was the queen. Sorry, I got digressed. So what about respecting time is important? I think I feel the need to pace out things now. I think the kind of work also that I'm doing now needs more settled energies or more spaced out, small buckets before I start or get into the activity. I don't want to say maybe I'm just getting old.
It's a safe space. You can go ahead and see what you think.
mean, like this whole rush thing would give me a, or this whole hustle thing would give me a good high earlier. I think I would still say on certain times it does give me a high. But today I get the high from the actions, not from the unnecessary hustle. I feel this is unnecessary hustle, which can be controlled and taken charge of.
Okay, Priti, I think, yeah, I hear that. You get a good high ultimately from the action that gets taken. And you love and you like to have good energy as you progress in the days and time forward. What is so meaningful, if I may ask, for you to or rather let me ask you differently, because I heard you say a couple of things here and differently in terms of the fact that while you like the hustle, you really think some of that hustle is unnecessary, and what you want is really the high from the action itself, right? So it seems to me that what you're exploring is really how to have that energy that you like without the unnecessary hustle.
I don't know. I definitely like the energy. I'll not. But it may be debatable. Can the energy come only from this kind of hustling?
So thanks, Vidhi. I think there's so much that that you have shared. Thanks, first of all, for that. I think that we discussed about something being deep-rooted as an aspect, and you wanting to understand that while you want to be respecting time for yourself and others to make that impact, you love the action and the energy that comes from it, but you feel you need to drop the unnecessary sort of hustle, around that now. So, do you think when when you think of this from this, what would you sort of want to explore today?
Maybe from why am I late everywhere to how can I be in places a little before time?
Okay. So when what for you is becoming more clearer now, if I may ask?
I think maybe I need to so maybe I'm not putting in enough time in thinking about the planning piece before the activity. The planning is starting just when the activity is supposed to hit. So example, if I know we have coaching every Tuesday. I need to just start figuring out how do I get to office early and leave office by 6. And we have some time commitments and we can't leave before certain stipulated time. So I need to figure out how do I.
2 minutes up. Sorry, excuse me, 22 minutes up. I may need to figure out how. Should I plan for every Tuesday? Maybe on a Monday, not on Tuesday, 6 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. and try to book a cab or whatever very hurriedly. But I don't know, Ajit, this doesn't come to me on Monday. Or maybe because I feel it's just a transaction. Getting home is a transaction. I mean, usme bhi planning thoda zyada. Or maybe it should by now should have been naturally a part of me. I mean, very subconsciously.
No, I definitely heard that. I mean, as I'm hearing you say this, that there's probably not enough time for planning when you think about aspects where you want to be respective of time for yourself and others.
Ajit, I'd like to stop you. Maybe I don't feel it is important to plan for minuscule tasks. Maybe it's not a minuscule task or whatever, but what I'm realizing is that the need for planning is not there in this space.
And in that realization of the need for planning that you speak of, what do you think may need to shift for you?
Repeat your question again.
You said, and I heard that there's a realization that you have that, the whole need for planning of what's either minuscule or not is something that you reflect on. So, what I'm asking is that if that's the realization related to planning your time, What do you think needs to shift for you?
I don't know. Maybe I don't plan thinking that this is ये तो हो जाएगा, और मे बी आई डोंट लाइक टू कॉल इट ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट, बट मे बी द कॉन्फिडेंस दैट यू नो आई कैन पुल इट ऑफ, एंड इट ऑल्सो कम्स फ्रॉम हिस्टोरिकल डेटा. आई हैव पुल्ड इट ऑफ सो मेनी टाइम्स.
Okay.
A lot of times the opposite people are also 2 5 minutes late only, so maybe reality is hitting me hard now that I'm finding people who come more on time these days. So
Okay, I mean I hear you. I hear you say that, that this aspect of, time management, the fact that if you respect the time for yourself and others, it helps you pace out things, have clarity of schedule, and that don't want to be where, don't want to be in the space of last minute on things, some which can be minuscule or some which can be large. So how would you rather
I'd
be,
like to
actually?
correct. For large things, I'm always taken care of. It may be a little here and then, but 95% of the times, the large things are always taken care of. And that also somewhere irritates me, Ajit, that. And it is not that the things that are important, I am there. For me, every meeting is equally important. Meeting a friend for coffee is also equally important, and I would like to be on time for that. There are instances when I am before time on spaces, and very recently I have been before time and spaces and absorbed the energy, settled, and I've really liked that. Maybe that's been addictive, and that is where this need even cropped up from.
You have last 2 minutes, Ajit, to close this conversation.
Riti, I heard you, talk about the struggle from a time perspective, the fact that you want to be more respectful of time, and when you have been, you have really been, you've really liked it and been, sort of addicted to that sort of good feeling. So what would you say needs more attention now on this aspect?
Maybe me just being mindful. So if I sit with the thought that okay, it is Tuesday, I have to be home in my room with all connectivity, water, coffee, pen, book, everything by 7, I have to actually be there by 6:45. For that, I have to be home by 6:30. Honestly, today I find it very difficult. How will I be home at 6:30?
Yeah, we need to
But
close.
that then backtracks me to how do I start and schedule my day? And what's the communication maybe I can do So we have like a 8.5 hours clocking. So either I start, and I can't start before 10. There are certain things. So either take a leeway or basically figure out that space, or just simply start going to work half an hour early every Tuesday, maybe. Very easy to say. But yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Alina, you were saying something.
I think you should just say that is it okay to close the conversation today in the
Right.
interest of time?
Gotcha. Okay, so Rithi, is it okay if we close the conversation for today in the interest of time?
Yes, Ajit,
Okay.
absolutely. A lot of realizations to sit and think, ponder on.
Thank you. Thank you, Rithi. Until next time.